Well, one major corporate deal, I think that's an understatement, has been close to the wallets of many Australian consumers this week. If approved by regulators, the $39 billion takeover of the buy now, pay later company Afterpay by the US tech giant Square will be the biggest deal in Australian corporate history. Square's chief financial officer, Amrita Ahuja, is eyeing the surging online payment sector, which is expected to be valued at $10 trillion by 2024. In her only Australian broadcast interview, Amrita Ahuja spoke from San Francisco with the ABC senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
You know, we couldn't be more excited to partner with Afterpay going forward and build a business together, a much bigger business together that's serving both merchants and consumers. As we've gotten to know Nick and Ant and the Afterpay team better, we have been struck at how complementary both our teams and our businesses really are. Square was created out of the last recession in 2009, really with the founding principles of giving our customers fast access to funds and helping our customers grow, especially our merchant customers. And those are the same principles that we see Nick and Ant and the Afterpay team employing on a daily basis.
But just how do you see a distinct product like Afterpay working in with the current reach of Square in the United States? Because often takeover or merger targets end up disappearing altogether or being rebranded.
From a business perspective, we also see two complementary merchant and consumer businesses. Square operates a seller-facing ecosystem, which serves millions of small and medium-sized businesses around the world, with a heavy emphasis, obviously, in the U.S., where we believe we can help Afterpay continue its stellar growth. And on the consumer side, Cash App, which is our consumer-facing financial app, serves 70 million consumers on an annual active basis that, again, Afterpay can be integrated to create a much stronger joint commerce platform.
Where do you see the current stellar growth of online payments going in general in the United States and around the world? Because the take-up here in Australia has been huge. Obviously, the rush to win that race sparked your interest in Afterpay.
We're really excited when we look at the size and growth trajectory of online payments, and in particular within that, so online payments we see as representing a $10 trillion payments volume opportunity by 2024.
So $10 trillion, how does buy now, pay later figure in that number?
Within that, buy now, pay later is only about 2% penetrated today, but it's growing. It's growing quickly, and we think there are a number of drivers supporting that. We're seeing consumer preferences shift away from traditional credit cards. We're seeing millennial and Gen Zs shift their spending habits with a preference for predictable and transparent borrowing. And from a merchant perspective, it's more important than ever that they can meet their buyers wherever they are, whether it's in person or online. And this sort of a product with Buy Now, Pay Later, and in particular with Afterpay's product, help that merchant grow, help them convert a sale or drive larger basket size or drive more frequent customer purchases or a new customer acquisition. Those are all ways in which we also look to help our sellers grow.
Given that this is the biggest deal in Australian corporate history, Australian and American regulators will surely be taking a very close look. Do you see any hurdles getting in the way, in particular from Australia's Foreign Investment Review Board?
You know, we, just as with Afterpay, we have a close relationship with our regulators in the U.S. and around the world, and we look to maintain that dialogue over time. What we see here is a space that is incredibly competitive across a number of different companies. We believe that Afterpay's offering in the buy now, pay later space is very differentiated, both in terms of the way they've architected the product with no interest fees and in terms of the brand they've been able to build. You know, we are really just focused on bringing more choice to consumers and merchants.
That's Amrita Ahuja, Chief Financial Officer at the U.S. tech titan Square, speaking to Peter Ryan.